Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
But there are some cities that if you want to go join your friends in, your significant other is going to have no problem with it whatsoever. There are others that are more red flags. I've heard Mo talk about this on his podcast In the Moment. Also, like, you go ahead, you tell your girl you want to go with a group of friends down to Columbia, you're probably going to get some pushback.
if you want to go to Colombia or Brazil or any place like that, you're probably not going to be able to make that happen in most relationships.
You tell them you want to go to Columbus, Georgia, they're going to say, go ahead.
Enjoy yourself.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina. Another one. All right. Samantha here just wants to go away with her girls. I think the city might be the problem that her husband has a problem with. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So you want our help texting your husband over this whole thing? What's going on?
Okay. So and thank you, by the way, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I would really, really, really love your help to ask my husband for permission to go on a girls' trip to Miami.
Permission? You have to ask permission?
Kristen's head popped up. Like, yeah.
No. I mean, he's not a controlling man, but a good girlfriend of mine just got a divorce, and she wants to go to Miami to, you know, celebrate being single, and he just doesn't, this particular friend my husband does not like or trust in any way. So, you know, there's a couple others that he also thinks, like, dress inappropriately, and they act inappropriately, and so, you know, I guess to give you an example, when they were married, we would all go out together and I would invite my husband, and he would see a couple of these women flirt with other men while their husbands were not around, things like that. And he knows for a fact that two of them have actually, like, hooked up with other men while their husbands were, you know, maybe, like, gone for the evening or not around. And so he's not a huge fan of some of these women, and it's a big ask. It's like a real big ask, and I really don't want it to cause a fight, and they're my girlfriends. They're my girls. Mm-hmm. So
you love them regardless of the mistakes they have made.
Of course, because they're human beings, and, like, we don't know what's going on in a marriage. We have no idea. So it's like, you know, I get why he doesn't trust them, but I'm not them. I'm me, and he trusts me. He just doesn't. He thinks they're a bad influence.
Oh, I hate all these things. All right, first of all, Miami is everything he hates. If he hates women that are dressing in a provocative way in whatever city you're calling from, that's how you dress in Miami. That's how you go to church on Sundays in Miami. The second thing that's going to trip us up here, and I can already see it with Kristen and Abby also, is permission. Is this normally how you and your husband handle your relationship, that it's not more of a, hey, how do you feel about me going to Miami? It's a, hey, can I go to Miami?
I mean, I don't think so. My girlfriend would say yes, but I don't think so. I really think it's about, like, just respecting boundaries and making sure that my husband is, you know, aware. And also, he does the same for me. He'll ask me permission to, like, go hang out with the boys on, you know, a weekend night or whatever, when it's our night to hang out. So it's just about letting, I don't want to call it permission, because he doesn't own me, and I don't feel that way in our marriage. I just want him to feel respected, and I want him to feel like it's also his decision as much as it is my decision.
And I don't disagree with that, because, like, and I am, I'm just getting hung up on the word permission, because I just had this conversation with my husband, Samantha. I have three girlfriends who, I mean, it's not Miami, but they're doing a trip to Dallas, right? And it's girls that I haven't seen in a while, girls that I used to get wild with back in the day. Granted, we're not so wild anymore, but when the ask was sent in the group text, I went to him and I said, hey, is it cool if I go to Dallas this weekend? To spend X amount of money on flight and hotel, because those are mm-hmm. large expenditures that if you're in a committed mm-hmm. relationship and a relationship, you run those by each other. And if you're okay with watching our child solo for the weekend. So
right.
I get it. And I mean, I didn't say it was asking permission, but I guess technically.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. I mean, you really
I
are.
I think, yeah, if you're splitting hairs mm-hmm. here. But I would be so offended if he booked an entire weekend mm-hmm. and had planned on spending, you know, anything over a certain amount of money, and I was left to watch our son by ourselves. Like, you have to run that stuff by your partner. Otherwise, you're walking all over your partner.
Sure. And there's another exactly. stumbling block for me here also that we can get into when we come back. And that's the whole, I trust you, I just don't trust everybody else, which I have always felt is 100% BS. If he trusts you and you're trustworthy, it doesn't matter what's going on around you if he really trusts you. Right?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to Dallas. Just to rub it in a little more.
She'll be going to Miami by the time we're done.
Okay.
All right, so Samantha, give us a couple of seconds here. We will formulate a game plan, and when we come back, we will text your husband and ask him how he feels about the idea of you going to Miami with your friends, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, texting tutor coming up next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.